This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A draft opinion suggests the Supreme Court of the United States could be ready to overturn the Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The document published in Politico strongly suggests at least 5 of the 9 justices voted to overrule Roe shortly after hearing a case in December challenging Mississippi's abortion ban after 15 weeks. In what's labeled a first draft of the court's opinion, Justice Samuel Alito writes, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. The opinion essentially states there is no constitutional right to abortion and that it's time to return the issue to the people's elected representatives. That echoes what Justice Brett Kavanaugh said during the Mississippi arguments.
Why should this court be the arbiter?
It's unclear if the draft represents the final word on Roe from the High Court, which is expected to rule on the case as soon as next month. The leak itself is an extraordinary breach of the court's secretive processes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian troops shelled and bombed the Azovstal steel plant in Ukraine's southern port city of Mariupol Tuesday, confirming earlier reports of strikes on the encircled plant, where the mayor said more than 200 civilians were trapped. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson echoed the words of Britain's World War II Prime Minister Winston Churchill Tuesday, calling the response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine the country's finest hour. The British Prime Minister said he salutes the courage of the members of Ukraine's parliament.
Day after day, missiles and bombs continue to rain on the innocent people of Ukraine. And in the south and the east of your wonderful country, Putin continues with his grotesque and illegal campaign.
This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Tuesday no one could assume that Russia would not attack other countries and Germany would support Finland and Sweden if they decided to join NATO. Scholz's comments came in a statement after hosting the Swedish and Finnish leaders at a two-day cabinet retreat. A fake priest has managed to con his way into the British Royal Guards barracks. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has our report.
The British Army has said it has launched an investigation after an intruder pretending to be a priest spent the night at the barracks. The barracks are home to the soldiers who are responsible for guarding the Queen at Windsor Castle. Reports from Britain's Sun newspaper and Talk TV said that the man was admitted to Victoria Barracks after claiming to be a friend of the battalion's padre. According to the reports, he spent the evening eating and drinking with senior officers before being offered a bed for the night, despite showing no identification or credentials. Karen Chamas, London.
An Australian man was sentenced to 12 years and 7 months in prison for the 1988 murder of an American who fell off a Sydney cliff that was known as a gay meeting place. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The death of the mathematician Scott Johnson was initially called a suicide, but his family pressed for further investigation. A coroner in 2017 found a number of assaults, some fatal, where the victims had been targeted because they were thought to be gay. Scott White pleaded guilty in January and could have been sentenced to up to life in prison. The judge said she did not find beyond reasonable doubt that the murder was a gay hate crime, which would have led to a longer sentence. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
China's nuclear envoy Liu Xiaoming met with his South Korean counterpart No Kyo-duk in Seoul Tuesday. The two diplomats discussed the issues on the Korean Peninsula, including escalating tensions caused by continuous missile tests from North Korea. North Korea has conducted 15 rounds of weapons launches so far this year, including its first full-range test of an ICBM since 2017. Wind-whipped flames are marching across more of the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico's tinder dry mountainsides. The fire is forcing the evacuation of area residents and dozens of patients from the state's psychiatric hospital as firefighters scramble to keep new wildfires from growing. It's the biggest wildfire in the U.S. and is moving quickly through groves of ponderosa pine because of hot, dry, and windy conditions. And recapping our top story, a draft opinion suggests the Supreme Court could be ready to overturn the Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.